Do not win over Morton today, Greg. You must be pleased with a win.
I am happy. Obviously, it helps winning. I thought we scored two great goals today. Tom Beadland's finishes were excellent, one in the first half, one in the second half. But I think overall, I mean, Morton were very good at passing the ball. They passed it quick. They looked a little bit sharper than us, a team that's probably played together for a long time. And they hurt us the first half. They really did, just by getting in behind us. But I was really happy with the way that we sat off it a little bit second half, stayed a little bit more narrower, and you know, they never really caused as much problems the second half as they did the first half, so that was pleasing.
Mm-hmm. You're right, Martin looked a strong team, but I suppose that was countered by the fact that you had quite a few first team players in the team today as well.
It was good.
Stronger than normal.
Obviously we had wee Josh, who needed minutes today. It was good to see him play, Josh Edwards. Lewis Martin coming back, good because he was playing next to Miller Fenton, who's a really young kid, who's been in and about the first team, and Miller did really well today. Mm-hmm. But Lewis obviously helps him with his experience and just the way he communicates. Mm-hmm. Tom Beadland, you know, being in there certainly helps, scoring two goals as well, and two great finishes. But obviously the new boy Dylan Duncan, it was good to see him today. You know, he covers ground really well, very aggressive. It was good. I mean, McCann there balanced that off, and we had obviously the young boys to the sides of him and one of the young boys underneath, so it was a good balance today. It was obviously we had Cammy Gill as well on goal, which always helps.
Do you think Dylan Duncan might take a wee while to adapt to the Scottish style of play?
I don't think so. I mean, he is who he is. He's as I said earlier, he's very aggressive, he's quick, he covers ground really well. I liked him playing a little bit higher than the deeper player. His link up for the second goal was very good. He sees a pass quite well. Overall, I like him. I mean, that's why we signed him, because he came in and he was something a little bit different than what we had. But he may take a little bit of time to adjust, adapt, whatever. But I think, you know, he'll be a player in the end.
He'd probably feel a wee bit unlucky that he didn't get his name on the score sheet.
Well, that's right. He had a couple, didn't he? Mm. I think he had overhead kick as well and a few others. But, you know, at least he's there to create the opportunities. That's what he says he is. He's a box-to-box player. And I think today he did do a little bit of that.
Success for your defence with a shutout?
That was a pleasing thing. I wouldn't have said that at half-time, though, coming in. You know, a lot of things irritate me defensively. And certainly the first half did today. Just in the manner and how they got behind, and it was just a little bit sloppy the first half. Just the mentality, you know, of tracking runners, clearing balls, organising, talking. But I felt when we got the grip of the second half after, you know, laying out what we expected from them.
And lastly, your other new boy, Scott Cusack.
Mm-hmm.
He came in. How do you feel he fitted in?
I think he does well. I think he's a player that he can play, you know, central or on the sides. We started him off at wide left today. You know what you get of Scott, he's all energy. He's got a little bit of quality as well. Him and Cammy Graham are very similar in how they play, the two of them. One of them can play as a second striker, one of them can play wide. So it's getting that balance with them and understanding, because they're both left-footed players. I quite like balancing my team with left-footed players, left-back, and, you know, left-sided players having a left foot. Yeah, I quite like that. Maybe that's a little bit the old school coming out in me, but I quite like it. But the good thing is, you know exactly what you get from him, and he's deceptive. Two or three times the first half we got in behind him, him and Josh linked up really well, and they were unfortunate not to get something out of it. In second half we played him a little bit higher, you know, when Cammy Graham went off, and he's effective, he's exciting, he catches an eye. But great kid, wants to do well, but as I said, they're all good kids. You know, the younger players are a great group to work with. They want to learn and get better. It's not just one player, it's all of them.
Mm-hmm. And he fancies himself as a striker. I believe he scored in his trial match at Alloa.
He did, we had a little bounce game at Alloa, and I think he created two or three chances for runs. Mm-hmm. Beyond just his movement was excellent that night, and he was rewarded by a goal in the end. But he's a goal scoring threat, you know. It's just, there's more to come from him for sure.
Great, thank you very much.